Welcome back to the Negotiating Committee podcast. My name is Kiara O'Brien, and I am a member of the Negotiating Committee.
And I'm James Bozanich, another member of the committee.
Welcome to our negotiations update for negotiations session 13. We made significant progress this week.
At this stage of negotiations, we are more confident sharing additional details about discussions. Let's review discussions and overall progress to date.
Although no sections were tentatively agreed this week, Section 16, Sick Leave, On-the-Job Injury, and 32, Attendance Policy, are almost complete. Significant progress was also made on Sections 30, Training, and 12, Exchange of Sequences.
We also introduced two additional letters of agreement. One will allow flight attendants to change their recurrent base month, and the other will codify provisions within the Instructor Resource Guide.
Discussion continues on five additional sections, including 10 R through S and 10 T through FF scheduling, Section 12, Exchange of Sequences, Section 16, Sick Leave, On-the-Job Injury, Section 30, Training, and Section 32, Attendance Policy.
When a section contains significant economic components, it may be tabled until the overall economic discussion towards the end of negotiations. When the negotiating committee and the company are currently unable to agree on a section, it is tabled to revisit later.
Section 9, Junior Available and Premium Open Time, is tabled because management currently refuses to provide the same premium pay protection provisions to flight attendants that they agreed to for pilots.
Section 11, Reserve, is tabled because management currently wants to erode self-assignment provisions and seek to expand AM Reserve airport standby utilization. We're also demanding better ER compensation.
Section 14, Vacation, has been tabled because we are pushing to reclaim the sixth week of vacation at 25 years of service with no minimum TFP requirement.
The new Section 36, Jump Seat and Pass Privileges, is tabled because management currently refuses to permanently codify certain pass privileges, such as retiree eligibility, into the contract.
The new Section 37 commuter policy is tabled because management is currently unwilling to expand commuter protections to cover IROPS and the new jump seating pilot super priority over other commuters and non-revs with weight and balance.
Let's review overall progress to date. We have tentatively agreed to 32 of 45 sections, setting them aside to revisit later if necessary. Five sections are currently being discussed, five are tabled, and three sections remain.
We received feedback requesting further transparency about current progress. Additional details on all sections tentatively agreed upon thus far can be found on the negotiations dashboard on the Contract 2022 website. Once negotiations are finished, we will publish complete language for each section when there is no longer potential for changes.
That's everything from Session 13. Stay up to date on all negotiation resources on the negotiations website, contract2022.afaalaska.org.
Our next update will publish on May 12th after negotiation Session 14. Thank you for staying engaged in this process.